Welcome, everyone, to Creation Lightship with Ron Amatron. And tonight is Paranormal Friday. And would like to mention for you to check out the CLS chat page if you are listening and not actually on the chat page or chat room, because there are many links that will lead you to the proper Creation Lightship areas, such as the events that Ron has, including the monthly conference calls that will be starting up on October 4th, I believe. Ron just finished up the September calls. So be sure and check that out. Links go to creationlightship.com. And also, we have weekly special calls that Ron sets up for us, too, and you can check that out. And also, Ron suggested having multiple light beams so that he would be able to energize all three. So if you go to the light beam link, bottom of the page, you'll see the triple light beam there for you. And let's see, I'm thinking that we should look for Ron. Hey, Ron, are you out there tonight?
Yep, I'm here. All on the earth. So here we go, everybody. Let's clear away the energies from your past week. If you had any dramas, traumas, situations, frustrations, whatever else you'd be dealing with there. So here we go. Think of that one particular situation and we'll release that energy. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and let's energize the light beam. So you'd like to bring up the monitor screen, and the first light beam will energize that you have on your monitor screen will be for the male energy. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And now I'll do the non-gender light beam. One, two, three, four, and five. And I will do the female energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, we'll just start our show here, Paranormal Night, and we'll just see what we have, maybe, I guess, for email to start it off here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Cindy.
All right. Thanks so much, Juan, for doing that clearing. It's actually very relaxing after you do the trauma clearing for the week, so thank you. I'm sure everyone else feels that way, too. We do have a few emails, and the address to send your emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com would be great, and especially if you have a longer information for us, be sure and send it via email so that way we can gather all the information. Tonight, I'd like to mention that we have an email regarding church. And we have a listener that is actually doing service work at a Unity church and wonders if she should continue her service or stay away from the church. And there were a couple of weird things that happened, such as her supervisors wanted to introduce her to an alien friend. And she's feeling like there are other aliens and entities, too. And what would you offer to her, Ron, for a suggestion?
Nice. Well, it's kind of your choice, okay? What you could do, if you want to, you know, stay working there with these people. So I'm assuming that, you know, this person is probably, you know, that the alien people or person is probably well known as being an alien type, and nothing is really wrong about that. Remember, everybody here used to be an alien, then you got trapped here, now you became a human. You know, so basically that's the situation. I'll be on a panel with an alien in New York, in the Strange Universe panel. I did healing work with him a couple of times, I believe, in the past, and I've seen him probably at least 5 years, so he'll be on the Strange Universe panel on Sunday if you happen to be back there. He's a Pleiadian. And so, you know, it all depends where you are, and you know, are you going to be touching people in your job, you know, or counseling people, or just hanging out? You know, it's I really can't say, you know, what to do, because all I can tell you is if you have any reservations, which is what it's sounding like, you know, if you're getting paid for this working, then, you know, you may not want to lose your income from it, but if you're just volunteering, that could be something else. So let's see. What can you do if you want to stay there? Well, what I do is a space clearing, do the shrink wrap, and, you know, if this person who we'll say is an alien is there, is he causing or she causing any harm? Feels like a male to me, almost. And, you know, you may want to do the alien to light clearing. And some of the aliens that are out there that I've seen that are in bodies are very, very peaceful. So they're not like the ones that we talk about that are eating people. So typically the ones that I have seen, you know, hopefully they don't do that, but, you know, the other ones that we see that are invisible on the ships and stuff above, if they were really friendly, you know, I don't see why they wouldn't come down and want to shake your hands, okay? So from there, you know, I would just do the shrink wrap, do the alien to light clearing, and, you know, just, you know, sustain your peace. If you start getting out of your peace and you start, your body starts to say, I shouldn't be here, then you probably want to quit or leave. Other than that, you know, just do your different clearings on yourself to stay in the moment. And make sure that you're not being courted by people in the organization. That's very, very important. You want to get rid of those energetic cords from people and or their belief systems. So that's the main thing. Get out of their belief systems. So back to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron. That the question that came up can really be representative of anyone attending any type of church. And you said it very well, so thank you for sharing that. The listener also said that she feels the religious energy and notices how the people there are lost most of the time. And so I'm wondering if the religion indoctrination clearing would help her. Would that be something that she could continually run along with the space clearing and the shrink wrap?
Yeah, that sounds good. And then, you know, find out why you're there. You know, that's the question, is how come you're involved with people that, you know, you're questioning now. That's what I hear you doing, is questioning and maybe wanting to get some advice, maybe how to back out easily. So, you know, find out why you're there. Maybe you happen to outgrow, you know, the situations and stuff that, you know, you're learning about. So that's what I would say to do. Find out why you're there. So back to you, Cindy.
Great. Well, Ron, would it be appropriate to do a sample clearing of the religion indoctrination for all of us that have attended church in the past?
Yeah, so you need to think of something that, you know, happened, pushed your buttons or whatever, what you thought was the truth, and found out that it, you know, was only maybe part of the truth. And then what really is truth, you know? But here we go. So clearing this energy. One. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. 8, 9, and 10. little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron. I actually did feel, I did feel something released, and I don't normally. Tonight must be my night. So thank you so much for releasing that. See if we have anything in the fast chat. If you have any comments regarding the impact of the clearings that Ron has offered us tonight, be sure and leave that in the chat or send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we have one more email. Let me just open it up and see. Well, I'm thinking this might tie into possibly a prosperity issue. So let me read this out to you, Ron. The listener says, the buyer for home backed off after having paid down the payment and having paid inspection. So it looks like this person sold their home. And now the question is, why does the home not sell? It's priced low, clean. Everything else is okay. And some homes are selling $55,000 higher. And just other people have been able to sell, but this person is not able to. And no income and her savings are gone. So I do know that she has asked regarding this issue. But Ron, is this a prosperity issue or is this a space issue? Can you tell?
I would say more like a prosperity issue. I think I would probably, since it's kind of confusing probably for the person, I would probably do a self-sabotage clearing. And then also get up timelines of not being able to, follow through. You know, maybe there's a bad timeline. But I think the self-sabotage might be what you might want to look at, even though you may not be doing it consciously. Maybe something in there that might be eliminated in the process. And it could be completely, beyond anything that you even know about. It could be, attached to your psychic billboard, which you don't know about at all, and wondering why things keep happening. You might even want to do that reoccurring barcode one, because that could be a
reoccurring event.
Yeah, the reoccurring event, systematic, or something like that, one that keeps happening. So that's what I would call it, is that, because it sounds like it's an old says that. It's getting kind of tiresome, So back to you, Cindy.
Well, and you mentioned changing timelines, and you mean timeline crash? Do a timeline crash?
Yeah, do a timeline crash on it of not succeeding, having something not following through. It sounds like one of the issues would be lack of money. So, you get off of those timelines that are, destructing you, and maybe even anxiety or something. We'll see if anybody else wants to type in on the fast chat what to do here, because I'm sure it's, very, very frustrating to come up against this. So back to you, Cindy.
Right. Thank you so much for bringing those items up, because I'm thinking that for the rest of us, if we have something that isn't quite coming to fruition, that these would be good for us, even if it's not a home. It might be a car or something else. So those are great. We do have a comment in the chat regarding, I'm assuming, the last clearing that you did for us, which is the religion indoctrination. Thank you, Ron, for that clearing. Great relief. So if anyone would like to call regarding a religion indoctrination clearing that you've been able to do for yourself until a release, or if you have anything regarding, I've been thinking about Halloween is coming up, so something about curses or hacks, magic, that type of thing, you can give us a call. And the number tonight for BBS Radio Station 2 is, not quite there yet, I'm sorry, the number is 1-888-429-5471. So be sure and give us a call and share your information with Ron tonight and for the other listeners. It does help us all. And I'm wondering, because of talking about prosperity and maybe some other issue that's holding back the sale, if the prosperity jumpstart clearing would help, because that also has a hexes, curse, and spells clearing.
Yeah, that one sounds good. So let's see if we can do some other clearing. Let's see what somebody out there would like to suggest here. So we'll see what comes through, and I'll do a clearing for maybe one of your own personal situations there. So back to you, Cindy.
We do have a comment that says, is it a curse maybe, the house issue? So would you be able to do a sample of the hexes, curse, and spell clearing for us, Ron?
Sure, here we go. So, boy, it's a rough one because you got to think of something, and sometimes you really don't know what's on you because it's cloaked. But here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Cindy, back to you.
Thanks, Ron. We do have another comment in chat. Money could be a self-esteem problem. So, well, that gets back into, you talked about self-sabotage, self-empowerment, and then also prosperity. Would you be able to do a prosperity sample for us tonight, or is it bigger than a bread box?
Yeah, that's kind of a rough one, you know. I could do something, but, you know, these clearings, when you're dealing with a big issue, you know, one clearing is really not going to help you a whole lot. You need to do quite a few clearings, you know, more than one time. And plus, there's many issues. So what I'll do is an issue clearing, maybe for you out there who possibly lose things. So it's not necessarily money. Maybe it's losing, you know, your car in a parking lot or your wallet or glasses or something. So let's see if we can get that energy off of you from the last time you happened to misplace something. So here we go. And there could be many clearings that you could probably use to augment this one, you know, because it could be, you know, self-sabotage could kind of be tied in here. abandonment could be. So there's many other ones, but those are two that just come up right away here. Anyway, you have to decide yourself what clearing might serve you best if you feel some energy being released. Here we go. So releasing this energy from the last time this happened to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron. That is great. In the fast chat or in the chat room, there is mention of a prosperity, abundance, and money show that was on May 15th on another program. And it also includes the discussion about curses, hex, and spells. So I'll be putting the link there as soon as I can pull that up. So you can just click over to that if you'd like. And let's see here. Well, this is a little off topic, but we do have a comment regarding any new movies that you would recommend.
What's that again, Cindy? My phone kind of cut out for a second.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. We have a listener that would like to know if you recommend any new movies, anything that you'd like to clue us in about.
New movies, boy.
I know that's off subject, but
yeah, I don't know. I just saw. I didn't know what the name of it was. You know, I can't. You know, the two that are kind of interesting, you know, is the lady with the bow and arrow breaking the matrix at the end, you know. Boy. Anyway, I don't really hang on to the names that much. So.
Okay.
You know, and I was watching on Netflix something about, I don't know. Well, The Sky Falling or something. I don't know. It may have been a series on TV or something. But they're fighting aliens. That's kind of interesting. But, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe get back to the old movies where they're kind of peaceful. You know, I don't know.
Right.
You know, you can always, you know, Bambi meets Godzilla, you know. If you haven't seen that. That's kind of interesting. But anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. I was just looking at the month ahead, and I know that we have a at least nationally known holiday called Halloween. And just wondering if we could kind of kickstart listeners off to know what they could to do to clear some of the images or the maybe things on TV that are going to come up.
Yeah, you don't want to get really tied too much into that. And then we talk a lot about that on other years. You may want to go to maybe an archive or two, maybe before Halloween, on previous years here, and may have some good information for you. The main thing is when the stuff gets in the physical here, whatever that would be, skeletons or witches or whatever, these energies that are invisible will go into that costume, and all of a sudden the person is maybe, in a sense, possessed. Probably for the few hours that they have this costume on, by all the beings that want to also be in costume. And are they going to leave or not? You know, I've heard people talking, you know, about using a Ouija board. And most people say, yeah, I did it, and it's kind of weird, or it worked. And then you do get maybe one person out of 100 that said, yeah, I drew this thing to me, and I can't get rid of it, you know. I've had that with people, and it just seems harmless, you know.
But, you know, you are drawing upon something, and young kids like to get involved with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have a lot of psychic energies, and they can be harmed for life, you know, if this thing steps into them. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but it's just one of those things they shouldn't really have each year, I don't think. Want to be in judgment about it, but when you get older and you start looking at it and you see, you know, these parents putting these kids into costumes that can draw that energy right to the child, and they can do a personality change, so this thing won't leave them. So anyway, I you know, I guess the other flip side is, you know, you're listening and you're getting your maybe your little daughter to be like, maybe like a little fairy or something, and that's always kind of cute, you know. So I don't think there would be that much harm in it. I'm talking about people who dress up as, you know, vampires and different things, skeletons and whatever, and witches, and they're going to draw that right to themselves and don't know what they're doing, you know. So anyway,
yeah.
I guess back to you.
Thanks, Ron. For as many shows that I've listened to, for some reason, that did not occur to me that, or I didn't hear it selectively, that it could actually possess a person. And do you consider that a type of a curse, hex, or spell?
Well, in a sense, it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, what we're doing on all the clearings, you know, the common denominator is getting something out of your physical body, okay, that's causing you harm, and along with that, bringing more of your spirit with you when that's released. So we normally talk about, you know, negative thoughts or even positive thoughts, but thoughts that you have brought up which prevents your spirit from being with you. Get rid of that thought, and all of a sudden your spirit comes more fully in. But the other thing is also true. That's why we have those clearings, to get rid of stuff. That these unwanted universal travelers. So, yeah, that's why we have the alien clearings up. So I think we got a beep there. I have a beep online, anybody? Anybody else?
Yes. Welcome. Welcome, caller. Please share your name
Hi.
And your information for Ron.
Hi, Ron. My name is Linda. I wanted to ask you about these curses and witches. I have a neighbor who I've actually filed a restraining order on, and yesterday had the sheriff here twice. But she keeps screaming, "You witch, get on your broom." I mean, she's all of the, I'm either W-H-O-R-E or a witch. But she's always screaming about, "I'm a witch," you know. And the guy in the front house who's friends with her actually put a mask of a witch on a cone that you have in traffic and faced it towards my house. And I feel like that's being projected on me really strongly.
Yeah, probably so. Boy, I wonder why they think that. I'd probably do the 2000 Year of Darkness clearing on these people. And you know, that energy is probably coming into them. You know, if they're thinking about
right.
that all the time, then they are drawing that energy to them.
Right.
You know, that's what I would say, you know, because they're thinking about it, and they're on that witch timeline. So, you know, put their name in and do some timeline crashes for these people, maybe the two people, I guess, that are doing this. And, you know, you get them off of those timelines.
Okay.
Because
so 2000-year darkness clearance.
Yeah, yeah, and the darkness to light, you know. 2000-year of darkness barcode. Do that one. That's what I'd recommend doing.
Okay.
You know, that... they're probably not going to move, and you may not want to move either, but, you know, they probably are giving you energies that, you know, you don't know what they're thinking every day and what they're putting out to you. So they could cause you harm.
Yeah, it's been really, really challenging physically, emotionally. I actually got a $600 ticket after she was screaming at me all morning, and then I got in my car. I haven't had a ticket in about 5 or 6 years, and I went through a red light. And so I just paid that off and go to traffic school tomorrow. But I would love to see if I could, if there's anything, you know, any clearing or protection I could have for myself. I'll do this barcode stuff on them, but there's also a lot of drugs and alcohol with the woman next door.
No, probably mental illness. So you hit the nail on the head, is that you're not going to be able to help them because they're probably possessed. So, you know, I don't normally think of those situations, you know, when people ask for a clearing or something. That's always kind of like the backstory, you know, after you get involved with something. You know, like I was working on a lady up in Canada. She had a lot of stuff happening to her. I was getting this stuff off of her. And then she comes out and says, well, you know, I actually am being cursed by my grandmother who's in, I don't know if it was the Caribbean or Brazil or someplace. And from there she goes, yeah, she's so powerful that she is known by all the pilots around not to fly over her house because she can and have done in the past knocked the airplanes out of the sky. So Harry, I'm working with her. That's how powerful this lady is. And I go, oh, man. I go, man, I see this really dark energy around you, you know? And what is this? And, you know, I get it on the tail end of the thing, a backstory. If I would have known that to begin with, I would have told her adios, you know? So anyway. You don't know
what
these people are.
I don't know. When she screams at me, her voice actually changes, and it sounds like a demon voice or something. It's really scary.
Well, why don't you say she needs an exorcism or something, you know, and, you know, work on that aspect. You know, maybe you can get a priest over there to hear her, you know, or something, you know. Maybe they can feel some compassion and I doubt if they would do it, but, you know, just an idea. So, I guess thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, Ron. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda, very much for calling. You brought up a good point, Ron, regarding the 2000-year barcode removal, and that's at creationlightship.com under the free samples that you have offered for us. So thank you. And the other healings, of course, are at creationlightship.com. Let's see, we do have a comment from one of our listeners that says that she sells a lot of special fairy costumes this time of year on her website. What suggestion would you have for her?
Well, yeah, I don't see anything wrong with, like, fairies and, you know, Tinkerbells and things like this. That doesn't seem to, I think, draw the real negative things, you know. That's kind of, you know, a very light energy to me. So I wouldn't, you know, worry about it too much. I don't see anything, you know, wrong with that at all. You know, it's just something, you know, that, you know, I'm sure that could possibly draw maybe like if you're a ballerina or a little fairy, you're not going to really see a physical fairy probably walking around, you know, but those energies could come in and be using the body for that. But I don't think I'd lose any sleep over it. You know, if you called up and said, gee, Ron, I'm doing this website where I got all this, you know, the witch's hat and the cape and the gown and, you know, the boots and everything else and, you know, magic potions and stuff. I would say, yeah, you're going to be drawing stuff to yourself and to other people. So, you know, just, you know, use discernment there and kind of realize that these things do have energy and energy gets attached to it. Light attracts light. So we'll just kind of look at that aspect and know that that's what can happen.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you. We do have a couple of offerings from the chat room. One is to put a mirror up to reflect it back. Works really well. So that's for Linda that just called in regarding her neighbor. And another suggestion is run the auric field protection on yourself and do the Be Here Now on them. So, Ron, would you be able to do a sample auric field protection for us?
Well, I can.
Or a Be Here Now?
Well, I can pull the aura to your body. That's probably the best thing here. And that way, okay, you know, you're not going to be drawing stuff to you. So we're going to first, you know, clean off the gunk that could be hooked onto it here. So here we go. And now we're going to bring it right to your body. So like the shrink wrap. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. So it should be right that even with your skin. And, you know, if you know, this you can do yourself anytime. So know that if you are in a situation where things could be cording you, it could be attached to your auric field, may or may not be. And, you know, if you feel pretty heavy, you probably want to take a shower and then maybe bring the auric field to you. So, but you do want to keep your auric field close to your body all the time. That's what we call the shrink wrap. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron. We have one more paranormal question, and the listener is asking if you would be able to do a clearing on Phelan Dafa, and it's a magic system, and I guess they claim to process karma, and yet they've used applicants mercilessly. And this chatter is saying that he or she is feeling persecuted by it.
Hmm. I don't know what that is, so I would need to know a little bit, you know, more about that.
Okay. He says it's a magic system.
Yeah. Everything here has a system or some kind of connection.
You think about dark practitioner.
Yeah, probably that. And you don't know what the people are doing in their system. So I was working with a person a little bit ago. And they had a friend of theirs that all of a sudden was in the hospital, and they were, which I found out afterwards, they were an alcoholic. So I thought, gee, maybe this person is having psychic attacks done to them because they were in a type of, say, line of work that could draw that to them. So looking at it, they only had about 20% of their kidneys and, you know, energy from their kidney and two kidneys and liver working, so it wasn't too good, and they were maybe twice that, say, a week ago. But being an alcoholic, they're already kind of down the tube, so maybe somebody did hit them with an energetic hit. And in the process, the word sort of came up, like light workers, okay? And so what probably happened, in using other types of earthly, say, magic or earthly information passed down from generations on how to do different types of maybe healings, you could use the word rituals, you know. There are different cults and people that do things. So the person that contacted me, after we kind of sort of looked at some of this stuff, the person became sick, the friend became sick a couple of weeks ago,
That could be the same time that this other person got infected with this energetic energy, passed on to that person, and then the person that called me also felt a little weak after connecting with this person. So this is stuff that you can't see, and once you get connected to it, it's a little harder to get rid of. So for myself, whenever I hear somebody saying they're a light worker, all of a sudden all my guards go up. My psychic protection goes out, and you know, my radar's out because, you know, they're using that term. And what are they doing for rituals, and who are they praying to and connecting with? And they believe they're doing great things, but what's actually behind the scenes, okay? And so that's the problem. That's why we call that the light of the darkness. And the only light that you have is inside of you. And, you know, most of the people who do, say, working with light, they think they're working with it. They're using modalities in the name of the light, but it's not the light. And so what are they doing to themselves afterwards? So that's another way of looking at things. So you just want to kind of backpedal yourself out of it and get out of those energetic rituals and practices that you could be connected to from somebody, you know, doing a modality 1,000 years ago, which could end up being a dark modality in the name of light. So the whole thing is they're using in the name of light, and the only light you have is inside of yourself. Anything external is not going to be of the light, because innocent judgment. So you want to be in that neutral space. So, back to you, Cindy.
Ron, thanks for that explanation. The listener said that you're right, it is a cult, and there's about 100 million people stuck in it, and wants to know if there is a clearing that you could do that would apply to this. So I'm thinking probably dark practitioner. But is that too big, too much?
No, that could do it. But the dark side practitioner is mainly used for a person that you know of doing energetic hits on you, we'll say. The sex of spells would be the other one where it'd be like an organization. You know, doing things, because it's, you know, more than one person. And you do have the clearing for keywords. That's a good one to do. So if you have any chants that you've done or whatever, saying an oath or a pledge or something to this organization, then you may want to do the keywords on that. You know, because you want to be disconnected from these energies, and it has, and you're dealing with it on the physical, so it's normally physical words or physical movements or something that is going to connect you to these energies. So you want to get out of that, and so look at it as some type of psychic attack energy that's coming your way, and find out what clearing you need to do. You may have something dealing with past lives for that organization, too. So you may want to do some seven-generational clearings, you know, to get yourself released from, you know, your distant past. So back to you, Cindy.
Okay. So you're recommending that this listener or anyone else that's connected to a cult or religion or a person, and he did mention the person's name, that they can do the curses, hex, and spells, or dark practitioner, and then the keyword intercept is, for example, on the left side of creationlightshift.com also. And let's see. Ron, we do have a reminder from Wednesday's call clearing that you wanted to redo for us today, and it has to do with the heart. remember that, Clarence?
Oh, I remember working vaguely with that. I think we repositioned the heart and took away some energies that could be causing harm on it. So I'll have to... Okay, let's just work with some heart energy. So here we go. This is your releasing energies off of your heart muscle. So here we go. Coming to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A lot of energy there. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So, see how you're feeling there. Might be a little more energy flowing in your body. So back to you.
Oh, great. Thank you, Ron. We do have a comment that was noted before you did the clearing, and the comment is, I just remembered to mention today something about my heart stopped because of experiencing traumatic emotional stuff by some heartbreak, and then ask if you would continue the heart clearing. So thank you, Ron, for doing that. I'm sure that it helped many of us. Okay, we do have a question back to the Halloween costume theme, and this listener wants to know if you could do a clearing for when a person was dressed in the Halloween costume as a child.
Well, you can think of one of those times I'll clear the energy from the costume. I can't clear the entities that could have come into you right now. That'd be more of the entity clearings. But we'll do one for the energy of the costume. So here we go, releasing that from you. Think of a particular year, since you only do it once a year. And pick that date. Hold you were. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And you might want to clear, since the word is normally in churches, but it could be elsewhere, is the word worship. That people do worship things. So the actual word, when you start looking at it in a different light, you have the word ship at the end. And so ship means admiralty law. That means that you're out on a ship on the high seas. So anything with the ship means that you're dealing with a different type of jurisdiction. Now, yeah, so anything with ship means that. Okay, so now you're governed by a whole different jurisdiction, and it's admiralty, which means it's on the sea. So now we got the word war, W-O-R. Well, that would mean war, W-A-R, sounds the same. Much like when I talk about, being prey and prey, okay? So now you're on a ship at war. Now, where does that come into the church? I don't know. Very interesting. You may want to think on that one. So why are you a ship? Why are you on a ship at war when you go to church to do worship? So anyway.
Wow.
I'll just throw that out there. So you're battling for your life, you know?
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so that could be one. And then what did the church mean by that, you know? Was that word used a long time ago, you know, by the, since Christianity basically probably uses that more than maybe other religions? I don't know, but... how does that relate to the Catholic Church and everything else? So anyway, that's just an interesting thing. So when you go to a church, you're at war, and you're in your little boat. So hope it doesn't sink. But anyway,
We could do a clearing for the word warship. So here we go, W-O-R for war, or W-A-R means, you know, the same thing, just the same word sounding, maybe slightly different meanings. But here we go, W-A-R, W-O-R, through those the keywords. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the word ship. So you're on the high seas now. And you're actually on land in a ship. Admiralty law. Contract law. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So look at all the words that end with a ship. And that's what it indicates. You know, so I won't pull any words out of the hat here, but you could do your own research on that. And it all deals with you being out on the high seas. So, back to you.
That is an amazing comparison, Ron. And when you talked about warship versus worship, what came to my mind is in a religion, it is said that babies are born with sin, or we all have sin. I guess that would be, which would be kind of fighting against ourselves. That's just crazy. Thank you so much for doing that for us, Ron. I do have a couple more questions regarding hex, curses, hex, and spells. One is there a clearing requirement before we do the curses, hex, and spells clearing?
Is there a clearing that you need to do before that?
Yeah, well, something else, like emotional.
Yeah, the emotional one, yeah. Remember, you are here, your stuff is from the emotions because you activated it, okay? So you somehow opened up the crack project box, and now you're dealing with emotions, okay? Before you knew about emotions, and you were a baby and smiling and happy and giggling until you got taught how to live, okay? And once you were taught that, then you got stuck into the emotions that was inside of you. And whatever needed to get healed, when that event popped up, you knew nothing about it. But now you're on that roller coaster ride because of the intensity from your past coming forward. And that's why some people are, you know, or have more emotions, more energy on different situations. Some people have experienced it more. The body has had it in a longer, and they're more sensitive to it, and that button gets pushed very easily. And other people may not at all. So that's just the way life is here and how people relate to situations. It's only because, you know, how much of it is activated in you. That's why you do clearings to get the stuff out, that more spirit energy, which is peace, come into you. And then you don't have that reaction any longer, or it's really, really dampened. So let's do we could do one for judgment. So let's, here we go. We'll just see, this is going to be really off the wall. But let's do one for cars that are red, for red cars, okay? You may not even relate to this. We'll see how your body feels afterwards. So we're going to do a clearing for your judgment on red cars. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do, pick another one. We'll say blue cars, okay? Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I guess there's silver cars. We'll do silver. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And black cars. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do white. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So at the beginning, when I started this, you might say, why is Ron doing this? This really sounds kind of bizarre. And you might have a lot of energy on a particular color. And so that means that your body has a problem with that color, which you probably knew nothing about. And the only reason why I pick cars is because we see cars a lot on the road when we're driving, moving around. So it's a real popular, you know, way to look at cars, you know, and to see the colors, you know. Well, your clothing might be completely different, but everybody's driving different color cars. So if you happen to heat up or felt some energy on a particular color, that means that something happened to you with that color in the past. So we want to go in and try to do a clearing on it some way. I can't really say which one it is. If you, we'll just say that you, you know, I was doing the white one, for instance, and you got really sick. You felt like you're ready to throw up. Well, then that means that your body is really hanging on to something pretty bad about white. And that would probably, you know, you might want to look at white objects, possibly. That might do something. The special clearing may work for that because the white would mean something to you. So it'd be like some kind of illness situation, you know. So anyway, just an idea there. Maybe some other clearings you could probably do too, but just see how you're feeling with the different colors. Ideally, it shouldn't make any difference to you, you know, which is probably what you thought initially when we started the clearing. So back to you, Cindy. And we could probably go, I guess, another 5 minutes here. We'll do that here.
Okay. Great. Thanks so much for bringing that topic up. We could have judgment on everything. And that's part of what you're bringing to us, to release judgment and be in the now. Okay. Well, I had another question about the person texting spells. What happens to them after they're cleared?
Oh, the energy is automatically completely dissipated. So it goes back into neutral energy, let's put it that way.
Ah, okay. I am sure you've answered this before, but the question is, how do we know if a curse, hex, or spell has been sent to us?
You may not even understand it or know about it, okay? Unless things start happening all the time to you and you can't really figure out what's going on. Remember, something could happen where somebody could do this to you just because they thought it was a great thing to do, you know, without any real intent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody thinks about you, that's actually what they're doing is doing that to you. And what's their intensity on it? How much energy are they sending? Okay? And what's the intent on it? Is it, for them, is it a good intent or a bad intent? To you, your body doesn't want any of it because it's an energy that's emotions. And nobody wants to have anybody's emotions passed on. And that's where we get into the situation where we talk about source energy as being peace, and we can call it heart energy as being peaceful. And then in the other teachings, they use the word love energies, and love energies is in duality. Well, some people may think that, you know, the love is actually the peace, and it's not. It's the duality energy. So you want to be peaceful, and peace will draw nothing to it. There's no negative or positive reaction to peace. And that's what source has, is peace energy. At least the source that created you. The alien energies will have the love energy to it, which makes you emotional. So remember, peace doesn't have any emotions. So back to you.
Excellent. Excellent. That's great, Ron. Great explanation. It really, to a simplistic form that we can understand. We do have a comment from the chat room. I jerked with the black car. You were right. You would have some type of, could have some type of reaction. another comment, so interesting, and to thank you. Actually, thank you for the heart clearing that you did earlier. So that is great. Let us see here. Oh, we have a listener that received, I'll just say something, from a dark side practitioner. And I don't know if that person blessed it, but they were going to fix it so that it would have a certain type of energy for this person. This person wants to get rid of it, but not sure how to get rid of it. I mean, should she clear it first, or should she bury it, just throw it away? What would you suggest?
So she has an object that was given to her? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, yes. From a dark side practitioner that did some type of energy work on it, supposedly.
Okay, so we'll just kind of change it into a different setting here. So the person was giving something that somebody put some energy on for whatever, for a certain purpose, whatever that would be. Well,
okay.
You could possibly, rinse it off with water. That works really well. Some people will tend to sage things, but that doesn't necessarily work. It does work, but not, I would say when you sage something, like inside of a room, you're putting up like a smoke screen, in a sense, and that could chase the entities out, but they can come back again. So sage thing that's kind of physical may not do anything. So I'm just looking at that as, different things going on. What you may want to do is just wash it off. If you don't want it, then, maybe bury it or something. I don't know. It's hard to say what to do with it. If you can burn it, you may want to burn it. That can get rid of the energy on it. If you know that it's, a bad thing, then possibly you may not wish to give it to somebody else, because you're giving away that energy to somebody else that won't know anything about it, and you could cause them harm. So, you could do an object clearing on it. That may work. So there's many things. You may want to clear, the space around it, possibly, if it's something that's you can do that with. So, but anyway, yeah, that's what all that I can think of this particular second here.
Well, you brought up a good point, Ron. You do have the objects clearings for us, and if anyone out there wants to go on creationlightship.com and search for object, you will see energetic negative object removal or the energetic object cording release. So those could be done also, as Ron mentioned. And it is now 6 after the hour, Ron.
Yeah,
I think we have one more question, or shall we?
Okay, we one more, I guess, so we can maybe go a little bit longer. So, go ahead, and then we'll end the show. I don't want to too far into the other people's shows here. So, we'll do one more.
Sure, that's great, Ron. Thanks so much. Question is, what is the block for emulating a homeless person?
What's that about the homeless person?
What is the block for emulating a homeless person? I'm not sure what that means, unless it's a person that's acting like they're homeless.
Okay, so if a person's acting like they're homeless, and they, maybe they have enough money and they don't act like they have money, let's put it that way. Or maybe let's just do the far end of the scale. They have money, but they like eating out of trash cans or something. That would be the worst thing you could probably do, I would guess, or whatever.
Yeah.
So let's just look at that. So what could be happening to that person? Well, I would say the first thing is entities. Get rid of those entities. Maybe they had compassion for homeless people and watching TV, going around, maybe having a soup kitchen or whatever, or trying to feed them. The entities pop into that person from the homeless people. So now you're getting back, and I'm kind of getting into judgment here a little bit. So are the homeless people on drugs, number one, okay? Remember, entities come into people who are on drugs or maybe alcoholics or something. You know, it's possible a homeless person could have did a lot of that, which brought them to that situation, or maybe not. But we'll just say that the person does drink a lot, okay? And that made them into a homeless person because they couldn't hold a job. So let's just go down that road. So if that's the case, then naturally entities are in that person. If you shake their hand or see them, even on TV or something, they can hop right into that energy. It sounds really strange, but once you connect with something energetically, even if it's on the TV and even if it happened 10 years ago, you are connected. So that's the reason why you need to do the decoding. So I would do decordings, and I would do timeline crashes on it, and I would do entities. The first thing is probably entity clearing. So if you find that you're having similar traits to whatever you consider would be a homeless person, remember, this is up to you how you're looking at them, okay? Then, you know, it's probably entities that came into you expressing that desire in you, and that's the problem. Get rid of those entities. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much.
And I guess we should probably show here because we're running a little late. So here we go, everybody. So let's do the mind to heart drop that you should be doing yourself daily, you know, 3-5 times a day. Very simple, takes 15, 20 seconds to do. And you can take your meditations and not go into la-la land and not get involved with mind energy. This brings you into the now, and you can function and do whatever you wish to do in the now because you're with your spirit. So the other thing, like meditation, takes you out of your body under most conditions. So here we go. So command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, the monkey mind, the chatter, whatever you're dealing with, that's the mental energy making you think, which is dark side energies making you think. Selective consciousness is coming into you. And here we go, coming, that's the matrix. So I want to take that energy that's connected to you, drop it into your heart. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, like an elevator dropping down. You can actually feel the energy shifting inside of your body. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So, here we go, everybody. Your heart's centered. You won't be able to think. Try to think a thought right now. Doesn't exist. Because source energy in your heart with your spirit is peace energy. And peace is not in duality, so you can't think. And when you start thinking, then you know that you're back into darkness again to judge and evaluate things. Otherwise, everything is peaceful. So thank you, everybody. We'll see you later. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, BBS. See you later, everyone. The next show is tomorrow night, Saturday, same time, same station.